So I don't know how to start after yesterday. I don't know how to start. Pastor Mike said, what else are you going to do after yesterday, you know? I don't know. Well, I do know, but it's hard. How's everybody? Hi, Lilla. Hi, Miss Nida. Isn't she a jewel back there? Yeah, Miss Nida. Amen. Hey, B. How was your New Year's? Everything good? All right. Excuse me? BJ, you're married to a foodie, as they call it. BJ's married to a foodie. right, Sherry? Kristen's a foodie. Hey, D. So we're doing the children today. You think so? Okay, you can go ahead. Have they? Pressure's on. So we're going to release the children. They want to go with Chris. All right, kids, I don't take that personally, right? You know. All right. Jesus Christ. Glad day. You got right many of them there, Chris. Yeah. Glad day. Yeah, right. The children are the church of today. Great day. Pastor Jerry, that cleared us out, didn't it? You got something over there? I can kind of tell. You're looking kind of funny. You want me to bring the mic over there? Or you? There, can you take? Oh, you got that mic. Hey, Shelly. Hey. Yeah. Don't get Shelly started, right? Amen. Amen. Singing in the spirit, too.
She crossed over.
Crossed over.
To 21.
Come on, man. Jesus Christ.
Pastor Mike. Yeah, she crossed over to 21. She's 21 again. I was reminded sitting behind her that of the dream. This is not what I was going to say, but that the healing was a domino effect. So when I wouldn't sit behind her. Mike, the reason I went beside her because the Holy Spirit deposited something in us yesterday. I've always been a woman that loved love. I love love. Maybe that's because I'm the oldest of 12 children, and you got to learn how to do what? Love. No question about it. In my daddy's house. And I was standing over there. Rob, I wanted to repent, but his love won't let you repent. Then I wanted to say, forgive me, he won't let you do that. Because I realized I haven't given him the love. I've loved so many things. Oh, God. Little, we have loved so many things as Christians. And I'm just heartbroken. that I've cheated him and given him a counterfeit love. What's left over? You know, I was thinking about being excited about what I could have done, I did for my kids or whatever, and how I press. But I don't give him that same. We don't give him that same press. We barely make it in. I don't make it in with a love press. Even when Pastor said to me this morning, he said, was it a rough morning? I said, yes. But I should have said, Pastor, it was a glorious morning. When you said we have to flip this thing. Pastor Roz, this is the beginning of a new year and a new covenant. And this thing is not going to die, Pastor Mike. This house is going to love him. This house is going to love him. I don't know about anybody else. But this house, Shanique, is going to love him. I don't know what that's like. Because I've been caught up in myself so long. My heart wants to right now. But distractions are going to come. I know that. But I'm asking him, Father, I want to love you. I want to love you. I lost a place I had in God. And I will confess that to the body of Christ. The Father knows I lost it because he knew when I left him. And I can go back to when it happened. But that's irrelevant. The thing is that, like he told Hosea, go buy her back. Remember he married the harlot? Oh, we don't want to say we played. Oh, we don't want to say we played the harlot. Where we've loved everything but him. But he told him, said, she belonged to you, but go buy her back. I belong to him, and yesterday he brought me back. He brought me back. If you weren't here, you won't understand. I'm sorry. But it's about what Jesus did and how much he loved the Father. And that his crucifixion and his resurrection was not about you or me. But it was about his love for the Father. I told Pastor this morning, last night I was laying on my bed and I just had this mini vision of after the fall, how lovesick the Father was for his creation. He was so lovesick, Pastor Mike, until Jesus said, prepare me a body. I'm going to go down. It's hurting you. It's not about them. It's hurting you so bad. Prepare me a body. I'm going to go down there. Just for you, Father. Because you are lovesick with them. Because you are so lovesick with them. And not only prepare me a body, but I am going to die. I'm going down to hell for 3 days and three nights. I'm going to ransom them back for you. Because you love them. And because I love you. So I don't have an entitlement spirit anymore to anything from the Father. Because he's already proven his love to me. Pastor Roz, I'm not asking him for a doggone thing. I don't care if I die right now. I'm not asking him for a doggone thing. He has already proven his love. How dare I get upset when things don't go my way in the natural? What about a walker? What about it, Rocky? How can I get vexed when I think of the love? Because somebody hurt my feeling or talked about me or stole something from me or cheated me out of something or didn't give me something that I was supposedly rightfully due. I'm not due anything. I'm so grateful for yesterday, Pastor. I tell you, Pastor Mike, I wasn't able to sleep last night, Holly. All I could think is, Lord, Father, I want to love you. That's all I could say is, I want to love you. I do. I really do. I want to love you. I want to. I want to. And as we journey on this journey of learning how to love him, it's going to be a miraculous year. It's going to be a miraculous year. Because we're going to lose everything that we need to lose, but we're going to gain him. We're going to lose a lot. But I tell you, we're going to gain everything. We're going to gain heaven. We're going to gain heaven. Finally. So let sickness come. Let whatever come. Let the bills come. Let the job go. Let whatever. It don't matter. How dare we not trust? How dare we not trust the love of the Father that he won't take care of us? He said he would give us. He that bruised his son, how much more would he give us? He did it for us. But we're not entitled to it. And not that we're worthy for it. But Pastor, thank you for yesterday. Pastor Glow, thank you for yesterday. Oh, God. Whew. I can mark milestones in my life. Yesterday was a milestone. Yesterday was a milestone in my life. I now understand. Salvation. Now I understand salvation. The Father loved. Even John 3:16 that we preach all the time still ain't about us. I love the world so much. I want you back. And so I'm going to give my son to get you back. So we praise Jesus for all that he's done in the Holy Spirit. That's going to teach us how to love the Father. Put him in his rightful place. Put him in his rightful place. Rob, I gave you kudos after you left yesterday. I have to tell you. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. You always pray, Father, 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 Father. You always pray that, and it always struck something, a chord in me. Because I didn't come up under that dispensation. I came up under a bunch of foolishness. The Jesus only, and the apostolic, and the apostles, and all kinds of craziness. But you had something. You have something. You have something. Now we know why you pray the way you pray. And why the Father honors the way you pray. Why you go out in that realm when you pray. So we grateful. Pastor Mike, how we get here, I don't know. Sometimes I be thinking, God, how does he get the stuff that he bring to us? You know, it's just like, you go. And then to be able to articulate it and explain it and take us up into that realm. This is an everyday kind of life from here on out, y'all. This is an everyday kind of life right here. This is an everyday kind of life right here. And I'm grateful. Saying grateful is not even... We don't have a language for this. I don't have a language for this. I'm not trying to articulate what's in my heart the best I can, Pastor Mike, but I don't have language for this. Whew. Pastor Roz, I don't have language for what I'm feeling right now and for what God is doing in here right now, what the Father is doing for us. Whew. Because he loves us and because he knows we have a heart towards him. We have a heart towards him. So I'm grateful. Thank you, Pastor, for putting up with me.
So Pastor Jerry gave you the word. Let me know if you have something. Pastor Shelly. Okay. You want to come on? You want to share it now? Or? Okay. Come on. So while she's coming, so when it goes like this, we just have to sort of go with the flow of the water and see what the Holy Spirit's saying to us. Already, you know, if you were here, if you weren't here yesterday, we'll try to catch you up as best we can as we talk. If you were here yesterday, you know exactly what Pastor Jerry was talking about and that we needed to hear what she said, right?
Yeah.
Right? There's just zero room for any complaining of any kind, you know. We got to get this order right. Go ahead, Shelly.
Yes. You worded that perfectly, Pastor Apostle. Well said. The order right, mm-hmm. because we are the new order. Mm-hmm. We are the new heavenly order, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Last year when 2020 came in, God showed me in a dream that 2020 was going to be a year of possibilities for the people of God. Look what the possibilities God has done last year. Now, what is this year going to be? The extreme. You know, the extreme. He's taking us straight to heaven. The extreme, you know. So that's why the love has to be there. That's why we have to be in love with one another. We have to be in love with God. I was hurting so bad this morning. So bad. And I was getting ready to pray and said, Lord, please. And the Lord said, you don't have to ask me for healing. So I just started worshiping, you know. And I just felt in my spirit that, you know, I was okay, Lord, I've turned a corner. You know, and I just started worshiping that, Lord, I've turned a corner. I've turned a heavenly corner in you. You know, I just started worshiping that. And I was so weak and my legs wouldn't just do right. I thought my husband was going to have to tote me in here. And the adversary just kept fighting me and said, oh, you should just go straight to the hospital. You need to call your doctor and go straight to the hospital. I said, if I go, I'm going after church. Because I knew if I got amongst the saints, I knew if I got in the realm, I knew if I got around the people of God, these legs would begin to move. I could not walk up the steps by myself to get here. These legs begin to move in the atmosphere of the heavenlies. We're in the atmosphere of the heavenlies. And I want to learn how to take it with me, Pastor. I want to learn how to take it home. I want to learn how to walk around with it every day. I didn't get up to say that. I got up to share these two dreams. Because I woke up at 5 this morning. I had a dream. Woke up 5 this morning and was in so much pain and couldn't go back to sleep. So I've been up ever since. And when Derek got up, I shared a dream with him. I dreamt about my son. And I had been praying for him. And the Lord began to give me revelation that somehow I got to release my children to him even the more because my healing is still connected to me holding on to what I want God to do for them. And I just have to believe God and leave it alone. And see, we carry things and wonder why our body is not acting right. We got to leave it to God and leave it alone. Anyway, long story short, I had a dream about my son, and Tony Fisher and Andre were in the dream, and they were with a group of people, and they came and to get me, and they said to me, they said, it's time to go get Israel, and I said, okay, I said, but I don't know where he is. Where do we go get him from? And they said to me, we have to go into hell to get him. They said, but you have to be the one to go in and get him. We're going to take you there. But you have to go in to get him. They said God has shown you the way to go in and get him. And so in the dream, I went into hell to get him. But it was like this awful, gothic, disgusting prison, like a dungeon or something, that type of prison. And when I went in there to get him, he was in there exercising. And I said, are you ready to go? Are you ready to be free? And he was like, what are you doing here? I said, God sent me to get you. He said, you are free. And I said, we have to get out quick. We have people waiting for us. Anyway, the Lord navigated us out. And in the dream, I took him to London. I've never been to London, but I saw London in my dream. And we were walking down the street in London, and he said, they know I'm out. They're going to come back to get me. And I said, no, God says you are free. They're not going to come back and get you. And he said, I should run. I said, no, don't run, because if you run, you're going to look suspicious and they will get you again. God said, you don't have to run. You're free. And in the dream, and I said, and I can't keep up with you if you run. And I was holding his hand. And I could feel him loosening my hand. And I knew that if he let my hand go, he was going to run. And in the dream, he let my hand go and he began to run. And in the dream, they began to chase after him and surrounded him and everything, and was going to rearrest him. And Tony and Dre pulled up in the car. Let me back up a little bit. Before I went into hell to get him, I was completely whole. No infirmities, no pain, completely whole, full of energy. So when he ran, it was like the infirmities came back. And I couldn't even hardly walk to the car. And Dre and Tony pulled the car up to me. And it was like, get in, get in. And I was like, where's my oxygen? I need to get back on my oxygen. But when I went in to get him, I wasn't on the oxygen. And I looked at Tony and Dre, and I said to them, I said, I just wanted him to be free. And Dre, you said to me in the dream, you said, no one wants him to be freer than we do. You said, but you're going to have to let God do that for you. And I said, okay, Lord, teach me how to let go so I can get my complete healing. Because you have to get complete revelation on what's going on with you. And I said, okay, Lord, after today, I'm completely letting go. It's in your hands. And the second dream I had, I was looking for money. I was collecting money. I was collecting, trying to get $100. Because in the dream, some kind of way, Apostle, you and Pastor Gloria were standing on the altar, and you didn't have any shoes on. And we were all supposed to plant a seed at your feet. And the seed was supposed to be $1,000. And I said, well, Lord, I don't have $1,000. So I was trying to find $100. And so I got $100 together, ones and coins and everything. And I came, and I was the first one to sow the seed, and I laid it at your feet. And I said, I don't have $1,000, but what I have, I'm going to sow. And I laid $100 at y'all feet. And when I laid the $100 at y'all feet, instantly everybody else began to sow and bring money and throw it at you guys' feet. So I don't know what that meant, but I wanted to share.
All right, so just set all this up. The message I had, I told D, you know, I'm not going to do it. But I am going to give you some of it because of what Jerry said and because of the dreams. Okay. And I'm going to relate the dreams to what heaven is about. And about the dreams directly relate, believe it or not, to what Jerry was sharing. That, you know, we had this beautiful time yesterday, but when she said that God's heart was broken, the Father's heart was broken when mankind fell. So Jesus said, I don't like to see your heart broke, Father. Give me a body. Okay. What kind of love is that? right? That's the kind of love that should be the first love, but we just never had. So God, teach Jesus, Holy Spirit, teach us how to love God like Jesus loved God, right? Because we don't know how to love him like that. Okay. I think that's why we all turn in the corner. We're turning this love corner. God, so we've been taught, God, bless me, bless me, bless me. And, of course, love everybody, but bless me, bless me, bless me. We've never been taught, Holy Spirit, I ask you, just let me love the Father like Jesus loved him. Yeah, I never. That's when we turned the corner. Because now it's not about you, right? So we thought the whole redemption was just about us. But Jesus died. He died for you secondarily. He died because he loved the Father first. And so that the Father can get his glory back, see. Now, so here's the way A.B. Simpson puts it. Like, now because, he's like, we don't know how to pray because all of our prayers, he says, our prayers are out of line because all we know how to pray for is ourselves, And Jesus is teaching his disciples how to pray. He said, first thing, our Father. That's why Jerry was talking about Rob. He didn't start praying for you. First thing he prayed was, your name get glorified. Okay. So when we pray just for ourselves first, we're out of line, And I'm going to read some things here in a little bit. But we turn the corner on how to pray in this regard. Here's Pastor Jerry, Mike. I don't want to, would you say a doggone thing or would you come? I'm not going to ask for a doggone thing. Why? All I'm going to ask for is that Jesus gets his glory, that the Father's heart be pleased. I'm not going to ask for myself anymore. I'm going to learn to ask that Jesus, I'm going to pray for Jesus and his kingdom will come, more than I ask for, some bread or shoes or whatever. You follow me? Right. Because we've been out of line, Tracy. We've been out of line. It's always about us. Bless Me Club's always been about us. And, the scripture talks about, in Psalm 72, the Lord should be getting prayed for continually. The Lord. You should be praying for the Lord continually. What are you praying for? What are you praying for the Lord continue? Lord, let your kingdom come. God, let your kingdom come first. If I need a new pair of shoes, I don't care about those shoes. I want your kingdom to come first. It's not about me. Let your glory come first, right? Right? Let's pray for the Lord continually, see. Here's the Lord praying. Here's the model prayer. Father, thy kingdom come, right? It's not, Father, bless me. It's, Father, thy kingdom come, right? So he's teaching us how to pray like Jesus prayed. Father, whatever your will is, right? This thing's getting flipped now. This thing's getting flipped, right? God, I don't care if I don't have a dime. Look, that your kingdom come now. See, this is where it kind of gets to where Shelley, the dream. See, if you see it spiritually, it's right in line. So here's, see, the land, the thousand at my feet, that old school religious stuff, that stuff got just totally out of hand. That was about the man. Here's what you got to see. Well, let me talk about Israel first. Look, she said, I got to let him go. You know what that is? All that is, here's what that is. Father, it's not about my child. You understand? I'm putting my child in you. It's about your glory. You get the glory out of this child. right? That's letting him go. Because, see, we still hold him, right? But if it's his glory first, right? All God's saying to him, to her and Derek is, put him before me first, right? Let my glory first. You know, don't want him to be a singer or a pianist or, you know, a professional. No, no. You know, like in the Old Testament, them kids are born. They brought them. You know, look, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Look, Father, hallowed be thy name. Second thing, hallowed. Everything I got is going to be hallowed back to you. Right? Israel got to get hallowed back to God. We don't know how to do that. We haven't been doing that. God wasn't getting the glory, right? God, let your name be hallowed in my child. I don't care if it's a boy, girl, black, white, blue, handicapped, other cap, right? Just I'm going to hallow him back to you. Right? See, that's Shelly's dream. That's Shelly's dream. That's her going to hell and getting him. You know, as long as he's Shelly's child, she's not going to hell. Y'all hear me? If it's the father's child, now she's going to go to hell, not really because of Israel, but because she loves the father.
That's Abraham. He loved God so much. He loved the father so much that he hallowed that child back to him.
He's going to kill his child because he learned to love God, right? See, y'all think we think just faith. No, faith works by love. See, he loved God more than he loved his child. Oh, your fault. Oh, your fault.
The natural instinct is because I don't know how to be free, I'll run because I know what to expect.
Right.
I know what to expect when I get locked back up in that prison. Exactly. I would rather go back to prison and be tormented than be free because I don't know what to expect.
That's good. That's very good. Yeah.
Just what Pastor Gloria said about Abraham was what the Holy Spirit was ministering to me during my moment with my face to the wall. But then God said to Abraham, now I know what? You love me.
Right. Right. Now I know. We don't know what love is, right? I want you to show me. God's got to show you love, right? Look, let me just read one scripture for you. You don't have to put it up. Let me read a scripture for you. Abraham. Let's keep with Abraham. Can y'all see that? Abraham finally got to the point where he loved God, and he was a type of how Jesus loves God. Can't see that. In other words, Christ got so much in Abraham that he started loving God more. And look, what did he say? We're going to go up and worship because love worships. Like, love worships. Love worships spontaneously. Love's like, I don't have to stand up and whatever. Love just worship because I love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Mike, Pastor Mike, Dion, right? So you don't have to get love to stand up and worship by rote, right? Once we start seeing the Father, this is what you texted me yesterday. Once you start seeing the Father, you just start worshiping, you know. That's why them angels in heaven do it. Because he's the only thought that they have. Right. This is what you were trying to explain to me when I sat down to you. He's the only thought I want to have. He's the only thing I want to see. Right. And Abraham got to that place. And I love him so much, I'll kill my baby. And he'll just have to resurrect him. But love comes before my need. Are y'all following me?
We have to recognize that Abraham had no guarantees.
Right.
He didn't know that he was going to come down that mountain with Isaac. He did not know that.
Right.
Pastor Dickens does not know, we believe so, but does not know that walker will ever go away. But what we do know is that as we love God more, he's going to prove himself right. in us.
Right. Exactly. Love is the bigger thing than your health, you know. Whew. All right. See, this should challenge us all. Because all of us, and Shelley has these dreams, right? And see, it's just like the money, right? It's not about giving it to a man. It's like whatever I have has to be hallowed first. Hallowed be your name. I'm glorifying God with my money first. That's why the scripture Jesus said, you can't love God and money, because money starts to come first. See, I don't remember when a stimulus, you know, a whole second stimulus hit. I found myself like in the worldly vein. Oh, my God. I don't care if I get 2 cents stimulus. Because, look, all this stimulus, if we don't hallow it before God first, you're in trouble, right? Right? We start to get entitled, right? And we feel like, wow, the government ain't giving me this. Look, if he give you 2 cents, you hallow it, right? If he don't give you 1,000, if he give you 100, you hallow it, see? Hallowed, Father, be your name, right? It's all about your glory and you first, you know. People say, what am I going to pray for? That God's kingdom come, that Father gives glory. That's what I'm going to pray for. What about your need? Thy will be done. My meat is to do your will. I don't care if I'm a rogue or... Look, it's like I've been telling Rob when the first service was first started. You know, we're talking about yesterday. It's like we've been back in the woods, way back in the woods, didn't know anything. You know, God's starting to bring us out to light, you know. I call them woods like that prison that, you know... We say Izzy's in prison. We've been in prison, too. Are y'all following me? And as a matter of fact, when she was talking about Izzy in prison and hell in prison, I said, well, that's just church, you know. Father, here's Jesus. Pray like this. Our Father. That's who's going to be your first one. Where's his glory? And his Pastor Joy shared with us, right? It's all about the Father's glory. It's not about your salvation. It's about his glory. Okay. So just I want to read this one scripture. Then I'm going to read a little bit of Simpson, because we're getting enough. Look, Cheryl, we got different springs now. I'm not springing off the world. I'm springing off of heaven. See? Love not the world, because if the love of the world's in you, the Father's love's not in you. Right? 1 John, right? Love not the world. And so, Stan. Okay. All right. I need a chair stand or upper. Mike, will you stand? Okay. No, I'll tell you. Yeah. Look, as soon as you start praying, as soon as Rob starts praying, this is what Jerry said. He goes in another realm. As soon as you say, our Father, which art in heaven, here he invites you right up there with him. Right? It takes you right into another realm. Okay. Just like that. On Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, Saturday mornings, we're just addressing him as Father. In other words, Father in heaven, you're in another realm than we are in. We're coming up there with you, okay? We acknowledge that we needed the other realm before we can go anywhere, okay? And then start praying, your kingdom come. Before anything else happens, it's got to be your kingdom. I don't care if I'm down to my last dime and I'm begging. Your kingdom still has to come first, right? I'm just trying to give you this analogy, right? Thank you, Raquel. I hate to put you down because... Derek, how do we reach that other realm? Our Father, which art in heaven. You don't have to live a certain way or have a certain title or be grown up to a certain place. You just got to know that he's up here, and you're going to be down here unless you address his will first. And then, look, read the, you got the TPT, Matthew 6, you got the TPT, 6, 9, and 10. Like, here we go. I'm trying to really shut Matthew 6. I'm trying to really shut this down because pray like this.
Pray like this. Our Father dwelling in the heavenly realms.
Okay. Stop. Right? Mm-hmm. Pray like this, Dan. Pastor Ross, pray like this. This is how you got to pray. You know, look, Rob, it's too much of a standard, we call that, by rote prayer for us. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know what it means. Right? My Father who dwells in the earthly realm, right? And as soon as you say, in the heavenly realm, and as soon as you say that, he starts taking you up there with him, right? Because you belong where he is, right? In my Father's house are many mansions, right? And many dwelling places. Our Father, which art in heaven. Look, Pastor Jerry, Roz is getting her contact back with the Father. The real Father. Here's how Rob prays. Father, blah, 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 blah. Father, blah, 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 blah. Father, oh, Father.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Look, B. Because Jesus came to get you back to the Father.
Yes.
Not to get all your needs met. Not to, so you live a luxurious life with no cares and stuff. Without no problems, but that gets you back to the Father. Okay. How to do, Rob? Look, guys. I'm going to read this for you. I'm going to read this for you. Look, I'm going to read this. TPT and John 16, right? John 16. TPT, John 16. Here's Jesus saying, I have spoken to you using figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer teach you with veiled speech, but I will teach you about the Father with your eyes unveiled. We're turning the corner. We turn the corner. He said, look, in other words, if I don't teach you, you won't turn the corner. But here's John 16. Here's this hot chapter, Pastor Mike. You don't know how anything about the Father yet. Right? Remember what he told the Mary? Don't touch me yet because I got to go back to the Father, right? Don't touch me yet. I got to go back to the Father, right? Because it's all about getting the Father, getting his glory, so. This is some of the little bit from yesterday. It's all, look, don't touch me because I did this for the Father first. Don't get in the way of that. I love you, but I don't love you like I love him. Right? I love him like crazy. And even though you're included in this, my first thought about this is his glory. My first thought about it is that he get his glory back. His heart broke when man fell, and my whole mission here is to give me a body, so Father, so you can be satisfied again. That's Jesus taking the veils off, so you can learn your relationship with your Father again. Okay, right? That's him taking the veils off, because you won't know him. Listen, you don't know the Father until Jesus reveals the Father to you. Yes. He's doing just what he said in John 16. He's doing just what he said. Look, I'm not going to talk to you in language that's kind of screwy anymore. I'm going to take the veils off because I want you to know the Father like I know the Father. Right? Look, Rainey, who can do that? Who can do that but Jesus himself in the Holy Ghost? Who can do that, right? This, Mike, this is John 16. This is, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17. Those are some powerful things, right? I'm going to teach you how to pray. I'm going to teach you how to know the Father, right? I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send somebody back. And I'm going to, he's going to teach you everything I know about the Father himself. This is John 16. See? Right. But I will teach you about the Father with your eyes unveiled. Look, Shelly, I'm going to teach you. Our Father which art in heaven.
And go down to where it says, and I will not need to ask the Father on your behalf, for you ask him directly as of your new relationship with him. Father, 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 Father.
Right, right, Father. Right. Okay. Come on. She makes a new covenant, man. Tracy. What am I talking about here today?
So when you were saying the stuff about like the how most of the people are waiting for the stimulus check.
Yes.
And most people, all they really care about is getting to the next promotion or right. like getting the next job or
right.
something.
Right.
But this is all on earth, the natural. But in reality, like God's stimulus check is his love. And how like people are working for like their promotion, but in reality that stuff doesn't matter. How much money you make, how much cars you have, how much houses you have, in reality that doesn't matter at all, in because this is earth. But in reality your goal should be trying to get into heaven, a better place, and like all these houses and, you know, all the money you make and stuff, what clothes you wear, it doesn't matter. And you might be working towards that pair of shoes, but in reality, maybe instead of those shoes, you should be getting, you know, maybe a new Bible instead of your old one. Or maybe going to church a little bit more. Sir. Or maybe praying for some family members that might need him in this moment.
Come on, sir.
And all I was trying to say is that, well, like a stimulus check, they're only probably going to give this away once, but in reality, God's stimulus check always. It never ends. And it instead of it having money, I mean, the government and stuff, well, the government, they don't, just that stimulus check doesn't mean you they, like, love you or, like,
come on, man.
But God's stimulus
That's
check,
good stuff. That's good
that
stuff.
Means he will love you for infinity and even more.
Okay,
and even if you turn your back on him, he will never do the same for you. Because some people are, you know, confused. They don't know him yet. But right. once they know him,
right.
God will be waiting for them right. in heaven, right. ready to let them in Amen. And accept Amen. Them as the person they are.
Amen. Take that mic from him, because I he's doing it. Who said that? Who said that? Father. Our Father.
Look at the man of God, Father.
See. Hold on. That's what Jerry was saying. Do we check on heaven stimulus like we check on the natural bank account, right? See, we don't know our Father in heaven yet. But I'm going to read that scripture again before we go. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Michelle.
I just wanted to say when you were saying he's going to teach us how to pray, Father, so we'll no longer be praying in the now. Right. We'll no longer be praying in the now instead of saying, God, I need you now or whatever. Right. Our prayer will go from now to already answered, straight to heaven.
Right.
Already answered.
Very good.
To seeing an answer. Because heaven will come down. Like Abraham, when he got God's ear, he began to negotiate with the Father. He said, if I can find how many men, Mom, was it? He wanted to get Lot out. How many men he wanted? He began to pray in the now first. And then when he got God's ear, the Father's ear, he was able to negotiate with him. Mm-hmm. And the number kept getting lower and lower. So he was able to say, well, can you just save my nephew?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen. All right, you guys. All right. Glow, we're starting to get to know our Father. Pastor Jerry, your prayer last night is starting to manifest already. Did you? Oh, I thought you. Tracy may have something else. Yeah. Yes, it is. All right, I'm going to read John 16 again. It's infinity and it's love. It's his stimulus is teaching you to love him like Jesus loves him. That's heavenly economy. His stimulus will boost the heavenly economy, right? So seek first the kingdom and let heavens come. Forget about the earth, you know. Love not the world, okay? So I'm going to read John 6:25 through 28. Try. Oh, okay, good. I have spoken to you using figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer teach you with veiled speech. But I will teach you about the Father. He's teaching you about the Father. Why? Because you've been out of order. You've been out of line. It's not about the Father first. It's about you first. And that's how you've been praying about you. But I'm going to teach you about the Father so you'll get back in order. And now some prayers will start to get answered. Okay. And I will not need to ask the Father on your behalf. See, this is how deep he's going to teach you. Jesus won't even have to mediate for you. So you're going to be able to go, look. You'll ask him directly because of your new relationship. In other words, your new relationship with Jesus, he's going to put you right in touch. Remember Shelly's dream? Remember the angel had to help her pray? But when what came, love for the Father came, she could go directly in. You see, if I tell y'all, Shelly's dreams are very prophetic, you know. We don't get them all wholesale at the time. When she started dreaming, I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait till 2 months from now because we're going to be into something. They got to follow me. It's been like that for a while. I'm glad she turned the corner. We're going to really get some now. You know, look, Raquel, why is God giving Shelly those dreams? Why? Because he loves us. Even though we didn't love him the way he loves us, he loved us, and he's going to bring us into that kind of love. So we had to have the angel teach us, but we won't even have to have it once Jesus started unveiling this stuff to us. Look what he says in the next verse. For the Father tenderly loves you because you love me and believe that I've come from God. I came to you from the Father's presence. And I entered into the created world, came down, and now leave this world and return right back to the Father. But this time I'm going to bring you with me. Jesus. All right. Anybody else got anything before I keep going? Right. Rob, we're coming out the woods. We're cutting our way out the woods, you know. Look, we're cutting out the woods. Oh, we can see the Father. We can see the Father. And that suffices us, you know. Can't dance. Stand if I knew how to dance. I'm just giving you snippets of what I had. So here's what Simpson says. Until we have first become satisfied with God himself, and realize that his glory is above all our desires and all of our interests, I'm sorry, not until we first have satisfied with God. Not until we're first satisfied with God are we prepared to receive any other blessing. Not until we're first satisfied with God. Does God satisfy us? God satisfied Abraham. See, your blessings can get you in so much trouble because they're not hallowed. And God, you know, you're not satisfied with God alone. So our blessing is going to start and eventually hurt you because that blessing come before him. Is this too deep? That's why the rich always want more. It's not hallowed. That's why the rich always, that's why what Tracy is saying, it's empty. See, we got to get this. And the glow said by Abraham, like, I'm coming. Make sure we get this. Until you're satisfied with God first and alone. All the blessings that you're asking for, you're not really ready for them. See, that's why that lady come up here and say, I'm not going to ask for a doggone thing until I'm satisfied with God first and alone, right? Otherwise, I don't want anything. Are y'all following me? What you reading, Pastor Mike? When we're satisfied with God alone, see, this is why Abraham, I'm coming, D. This is why Abraham said, let's go to the mountain and worship. Mm-hmm. Right, because I'm satisfied with God alone, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care. And so here's what Jesus said about it in John 4. You worship on this mountain, see, but they that... See, when you start loving God, you're going to worship in spirit and truth. Now it's just about him alone. What we call worship, guys, not really. Yeah. You say, God, teach me to worship. And God's, well, I got to teach you to love me. You understand? Like a 1, 2, 3
people. I am so excited. All these years, here we go again. All these years, we've been wanting to worship God. I mean, really want to worship.
Right.
I mean, I got so frustrated with the songs about us. about, I kept trying to express and explain and get us to understand, not understand it myself, though, that it had to be worship to the Father. Mm-hmm. It had to be. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, understand why. Something was missing. Something was just missing. Even if we did that, it still was something missing. So we were going through the road of it, you know?
Right.
But now it's so clear.
Right.
It's so clear. Right. It's you can worship because the Father's being glorified. He's getting his glory through worship, and it just comes. It just comes. It just comes. You know, you can when you love the Lord like Jesus loves the Lord, which we're not there.
Right.
Oh no, I'm not saying we're there. But we're headed that way because he's taken those veils off, and we're beginning to see. And it becomes spontaneous. You won't mind, like Pastor Jerry said, I don't want a doggone thing, because all I just want to do is just love him and express that love to him through worship in whatever way he designed you to do it. But the point is you loving him. The worship is coming because you're loving him and he's getting the glory
out of it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's not just words. It's not just actions. It's not just a thing to do. It's worship. It's worship.
It's your life. Loving the Father is your life. Yes. Raquel.
Just looking at Abraham's life, and not to discredit anything that was said before, looking at Abraham, who was very rich in cattle and land, it meant nothing to him.
Oh, that's good. Because he loved God more than
Him. So we just have to make sure that our love and our relationship is pure because there's that one that will have $0, zero anything, and still their heart is black towards God. And I do believe that amongst us, there will be those of us that can write the two THOUSANDs, but we can do it because we love him.
Right.
Whether you have, what did Paul say? I have had little and I've had much. I've been abased. I've been exalted. Mm-hmm. But he learned whichever state that I'm in, I'm going to glorify God. So that what we have to do. We're learning 2021. We're going to learn to love God in whatever state that we're in.
I'm sorry, D first.
Okay.
D probably gonna say what I was gonna say.
I don't know. Now that we're seeing everything through love, the scriptures. When I think of Job, Raquel mentioned Abraham had cattle, lands, and money. Right. So did Job. But what was the condition of his heart?
Right.
He was going routinely. By route, prayers, sacrifices. But what was the condition of his heart? Shanique mentioned how, when you have something, you want more and you want more and you more. Job's, the condition of his heart was, I am righteous. Can you imagine? I need a conference with God because I'm so good. I want to know why he would do this to me. When we walk and see through love, the scars, the pain, the sacrifice, the nothingness, it's all being viewed through love. And so our hearts will change. Like Pastor Dickens was saying before, it's like, I can't get over what you said because it was so pure when you said it. Everything will not matter.
Right.
Because all we want is love.
Okay. Do y'all know how happy the Father is right now?
Take the mic.
John 4. The Father is seeking. He found him some people. Cheryl, I couldn't understand that scripture, Mike. He's been seeking such to worship him in spirit and in truth. We could not because we didn't love him and he knew it. That's why he was looking for some people, waiting to find a house. We thought we was it. Pastor Glow, I saw angels dancing when you was talking about that. I saw heaven open and angels dancing. The Father said, I found me some people that want to love me. And because they want to love me, they're going to worship me.
Our whole purpose. What's my purpose? What's my person? To love God. Yeah.
So when Pastor Gloria said she was looking for songs that sung about worship, right, and not singing about us, I thought about the song "So Will I," and the last chorus is, "And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. If you left the grave behind you, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've done, every part designed in a work of art called love. If you gladly chose to surrender, so will I. I can see your heart 8 billion different ways, every precious one, a child you died to save. If you gave your life to love them, so will I."
Something very simple. If someone gets revelation of it, share it. But yesterday morning and just constantly throughout today and yesterday before prayer, I just saw all of us standing on the water in the ocean in a circle holding hands, but we weren't sinking. We were all standing on the water. And the other thing that came to me while we were here is that all our lives we're taught, oh, you'll connect the dots. You'll connect the dots. It'll work out. You will figure it out. And what the Holy Spirit said to me was that God, our Father, has already, the dots were already connected. They were already connected. There's nothing for us to do. The wholeness, it was already connected.
So we're standing together in a circle, holding hands, because love and unity go together. It's all the same message, you know. It's all the same message. So, like you said, that's PWM right there. See, if you find love, you're gonna find people, and you can find people in unity. You know, and that again is what the Father Jerry is looking for. Are people that love one another like this here, see? All right, Tracy, one more time for Tracy.
So I had a dream last night that just imagine you're in the woods, but like it's trees everywhere. And it's like they're so big to the point where you can't see like no sunlight at this point. And then I saw a lion, but for some reason I wasn't scared, because the reason I wasn't scared is because I knew, well, God was with me and he wouldn't let anything happen to me. And to this point is where if nothing in the natural can harm you, unless if you have God, because he is more powerful than anything in the natural, because people think this earth is so amazing. All the flowers are so beautiful. But in reality, this earth is pretty ugly. It's pretty garbage. It's not the best. It's not really worth anything. We don't want to live here, but we want to live in the heavens. Because when we live on this earth, it's the people on it that just want to take you down and just don't want you to dream at all and don't want God to be on it. But in reality, you can't keep God off the earth because he made it. How are you going to take him off something he made? It's just the people on this earth. It's what makes the earth bad in reality. And we don't want to live here. Okay, you think your house is beautiful and you want to live here and you love this neighborhood, but in reality, your neighborhood is not really that good. The cars you have are not really that good. That house doesn't matter. It's not worth anything. the shoes you have, they're not worth anything. But in reality, you just want. What are you doing? Let me finish. But in reality, you just want to live in heaven, because that's a way better place than the earth could ever be, even in the billions of years that it has been a thing. The only time that the earth has been a slim part of heaven or close to it is when Jesus was alive.
Amen.
But past then, when he died for all of us, now the earth is just... We'll rather live. I think you guys can all agree with me. We don't want to live here. We'll rather live in heaven.
Amen.
Because that's just a better place.
Amen. All right, sir. Good stuff. Good stuff. She's running. She in that. That's a runner, not a walker. Do you have something, Pastor Ross? Don't be sitting on it. Did she? Okay. Make it quick so I can.
The young man said not wanting to be on earth. And you were reading the scripture about God removing the veils.
Right.
I thought about that old movie, The Matrix, how it looked one way before they were freed. And when they were freed and went back, the earth looked totally different. They could see it for how damaged it really was.
Right. So eyes have to become open, see. Was that B? Did you have your hand up? Oh, okay. You can't rub your head or anything, B. Let's let Amen speak for a little bit. Hallelujah.
One thing I realize when you're talking about material things and stuff, people love that stuff, but it don't follow you to heaven.
Amen. Don't follow you to heaven. Let's go, sir. We rock. He said, boom. Okay. All right. Father. So he's adding to the kingdom. Look, now it's almost like you can say, now he's adding to the kingdom. Now he can add to the kingdom, you know. It's crazy. All right, so we...
When you got saved, you know, the angels sing. Remember when she said she saw angels singing?
Right, right,
he's adding to the kingdom. That's why the angels are singing.
Oh, man, that's good. Y'all tear me up. Bring them scriptures to light. The angels are singing. Breaks the legs of religion. Breaks the legs of religion. Amen. Holy Ghost is amongst us, as they say. He's adding to the kingdom now. Praise Jesus. Not until we have first become satisfied with God himself. So all of us should be saying, Lord, work on me. Holy Spirit, work on me. I can love you, Father, like Jesus loves you. That's all he needs to do is hear us say that. And he's already carrying it out. He's already doing John 16 chapter. Whew. That his glory is above all of our desires. What kind of, like Dee said, what kind of heart do we have? Is his glory above every desire you have? Do you want his glory above every desire? God help us. And every interest we have, right? It's like Shanique was just saying up here, you know, what's my destiny? I want to know my destiny. I want, here's your destiny. Love God with all your heart. Learn by the Holy Ghost. Right?
taking the mystery out of it now. God, what's my whole purpose? Love God with all your heart. Lord, penetrate us. Penetrate us until we're consumed with your glory. We're not going to ask for a doggone thing. We're not going to ask for a doggone thing. Like Tracy said, or like Amy said, we can't take heaven with us. I mean, take natural with you anyway. But we want his glory. We want a heart and passion for the Father. Naturally, you already know what you. Yeah, right.
Naturally,
right,
so.
Right. See, you know, and you know, here's what Dee said. Until we get there, we can't see everything else through love. See, we see it through a tainted lens of self. Look, Pastor Jerry. I'm waiting for you to come back. Yes. Heavenly Father, cure us of our disease of selfishness. Cure us that we love you with all of our heart. When love works, everything works. Here's what Simpson said about what we're talking about. I mean, you guys are right there on a level with him. This is the innermost chamber of the Holy of Holies, like Stan and Ross sang today. When we glorify him, he's the only desire we have. One thing that I desire, that I'll seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty. To inquire in his temple. One thing I desire. And I'll seek after the one thing. This is the Holy of Holies. This is the inner chamber. This is the sacred sense of his overshadowing you. The deep penetrating solemnity, the heavenly calm that fills the heart, which can truly utter these sacred words. This is the blessing above all blessings that even prayer can ask for. God, show us how to pray. God's showing you how to pray today.
They're giving out the inoculations, what do you call it? The vaccinations for the COVID. 19, the Holy Spirit just inoculated us to cure our disease.
We got a heavenly one. It's called love. This love is an everyday kind of love. Every moment we're in it. Every moment we're in it, there's no changes love can't break. Ain't no changes love can't break. Come on, man. I wonder if we can walk on water. We can walk on water, Cheryl. Yeah. These are sacred words, guys. These are sacred, sacred words. This is the Holy of Holies. You know. This is not nominal. This is, you know, for God to show us this, he loves us. You understand? You understand? These people in here, God said, I love these people in here. And like Jerry said, she could see the angels dance because I love his heart. He's so happy. It's sacred. It's sacred to him. Nobody better not mess with you. Nobody better not mess with you. Nobody better not mess with you. This is a touch of God's heart right here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glow. The whole thing about Abraham, see. Now we see Abraham's heart. Instead of reading the story, we see Abraham's heart for God. You understand that? He loved God. He was a type of Christ. He loved God. That's why I could call him his friend, guys. We've thrown that friend thing around. He loved God. He was the friend.
I just hear this shouting all over there. I hear the word, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not know it? And that just keeps resonating so strong in my spirit. I remember a couple of years ago, I had a dream. And it looked like it's just beginning when Pastor Glow began to speak about worship. And it was that these people were like underground in a tunnel. And there was a division, like a wall or something that divided. And I can't remember all, but I remember it had something to do, he says, when worship, he said they were in a holding pattern. Mm. But when something, it has something to do with whatever took place with worship. Something in worship had to shift or change. Mm. Those people were going to be released. And I said that, you know, he's doing a new thing because I think in that he's adding to the kingdom. Do we not know it? I think about the other day my granddaughter called out of the blue and just wanted to meet with pastors. She wanted to talk about God. She's, you know, her thing was, she says, I don't know. And here this young girl comes in, you know, wanting to know. The other day, we had someone to call that left the ministry. And this person literally almost felt like this week she chased and hunted us down until we finally met. You know, agreed to meet. I don't know. We didn't push or ask any questions about it. But I kept saying, something is going on. I felt like she was missing. And then Rocky, last week, I had a dream about Jamise. I don't know why. And I can't remember all of the dream, but the part I remember is that apparently I had to pick her up. And when I went to her job or whatever, to get her, she was in the car. And when she got into my car, I don't know what it was, but she looked at me and she says, she was waiting for me to love her. She just knew. And all of a sudden, she looked at me as if why. And when I grabbed her and I just kissed, she all of a sudden, like just a little child, she just giggled and just melted. I mean, I have never seen that joy and that expression. I mean, she just like she just cowered down under just me. Kissing, you know, just like a little child. And even from that experience with my granddaughter, then I got a call last night saying, you will never guess who wants to meet, you know, or be involved. And so I thought, oh, my goodness, where is all of this stuff coming from? So he's adding, we don't know it. We don't see it. It's nothing that we've necessarily gone out and done. But he promised that he would. And so he says, behold, the word is look. See, don't you discern? I am doing a new thing. Do you not know it? So it's not by our efforts. You know, he said, it's just because, Pastor Jerry said, we are acknowledging we have come
to know that it's the Father. We're acknowledging the Father. Mm. And because of that, mm-hmm. it doors, things are just happening in the spirit.
Shande.
Day,
Pastor. It's a new covenant, Shanique.
That's a happy new covenant.
Happy new covenant. Right. Happy new covenant. Give us this day our daily bread. Really? I see you. I feel you. I'll be here. Give us this day our daily bread. What that was. Whew. Angels are dancing. All right. The true cause of all human trouble is that men are out of the divine order, putting themselves first. True cause of all human trouble. Get this right, everything else is going to line up. Seek first the kingdom, everything else is going to be added to you. Seek it first. Must it not be true, beloved, that the failure of many of our prayers may be traced to our own selfishness, the innumerable efforts we have spent upon our own interests? This is Tracy's sermon right here. And the little we have ever asked for the kingdom of our Lord. We don't want his kingdom. We want our needs met. Rob, we don't want his kingdom. We want our needs met. There's no blessing so great as that which comes when our hearts are lifted out of self and become one with Christ in intercession for others and for his cause. His cause. Beloved, have we prayed for Jesus as much as we pray for ourselves? If we're going to bring forth this harvest, we got to be praying for him and his kingdom. That's starting to become added, Pastor Ross. Oh, let us awaken from our spiritual selfishness and learn the meaning of the petition, thy kingdom come. All right, Pastor Jerry. Amen. You got to come up. Yes, ma'am. Just pray over the house. Just pray over the house. Because something very... Hold on, Shelly. Something very, very real and meaningful for eternity is falling on in these walls this day. And his word cannot return to him void. But it's going to accomplish what he set it out to be. Okay. Until we come out of the woods into a new place. A clear place. There's a freedom here, Shelley. Yes. We're in London. We're in London. And so God show us. God show us. Shelley, real quick. Whatever. Real quick. Yeah.
Something happened at my home last night. And it kind of disturbed my spirit a little bit. And so when I fell asleep, when I first went to sleep, I had a dream about Peyton. And my brother came to me about Peyton. And I wasn't dwelling on Peyton, but he came to me about Peyton. And he said to me, she's longing a father.
Mm.
We need to pray for her. She's longing a father. And when he said it to me, I felt her longing. Felt her pain.
It's that father.
All girls need a father.
It's that father.
He is not here. She needs the covenant of the men.
See, here's what Jesus said. Don't call anybody on earth your father. Because the real one, yes. Can you finish this off?
I said amen. So much has already been said and shared and imparted to us in this new realm and this new kingdom and understanding the Father and the veils being removed and having free access, hearts being changed, transplanted, having new hearts, hearts to love. He did say in the Old Testament, I'll take your stony heart and give you hearts of flesh. He's given us loving hearts for him today and started yesterday. And I'm still just overwhelmed with what's going on and the anticipation of where we're going with this, that Jesus would say, I'm going to teach you the Father, and then you're going to be able to go directly to the Father and for your own self. And so now, you know, we are entering into Pastor Ram, Pastor Roz in the new Ram. I'm going to call y'all the new Ram. and Stan, we're kind of ministering about the new Ram before they really went into the course of that song. But we're really in a heavenly realm now because the Father, we've entered into the Father. Thank you, Tracy, for that stimulus. I mean, so much has been imparted to us today, and how we've longed for so many things except the Father. And as Tracy put it so eloquently, everything is tied up in the Father. If you think about, Pastor started off some months ago taking us back to the beginning. And what was in the beginning, if we can get that with the Father, he created everything for mankind in the garden. And all man had to do was go there, love him, possess it, and enjoy. We're headed back there to the beginning with the Father, where we can just love him, be in sweet commune with him constantly. It's a new kind of love. Shanique, I ain't never loved like this before. I have never loved like this before, Pastor Mike. What kind of love is this that the Father would bestow upon us? Because we couldn't even get this. We didn't get it. Rob, we didn't get it. He bestowed it upon us. Started on yesterday, and this is just beginning. This is just the beginning. So, you know, beware. Behold. Behold, he is doing a new thing. He's doing a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And we're just going to live in it. We're just going to continuously abide in it and stay put. There we go, baby girl. Oh, she's going to sit with mama. with daddy. But we thank God for our apostle. James can get his ready to receive our offering. But we thank God for where he has brought us. Where he has brought us to. He brought us here. In all those years, Mike, we worked in the church. We didn't get none of this. In all those years. All those years I've worked in the church. I didn't get any of this. But look how he loved us so much that he would bestow upon us a heart for the Father. He's given us the most. There's nothing to compare to it. I mean, like Tracy said, how are you going to take earthly wealth and compare it to this? You can't. We just cannot do it. But we're rich people in that we are headed toward the richness of eternity. And we just bless him. I just love him. You know, I don't know that I'm going to walk again. I feel like I just want to run. Somebody I heard when I was going out to the bathroom, y'all said, that's not a walker, that's a runner. I don't feel like I'm going to walk again. I'm going to be running. Thank you, Jesus.
She don't realize what she just did. She don't realize what she just did. Nothing in here is coincidental or accidental or just so. Whew. Glory to God. Glory to the Father. Everything is to the Father. Everything is to the Father. Everything is to the Father. And we leave here blessing the Father. Amen.